time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, I guess he's on. He's here. Good morning to all of you, and welcome to Wednesday. What is the date today? Is it the 10th? I believe it is. Yes, the 10th of July already. Where is this summer going? It's going up in heat. That's where it's going. Woo, wow. But that's the way it is. It's better than ice-cold weather with freezing temperatures and ice on the roads and everything else. Oh, my. If you can keep cool. Now, we have only one air conditioner in our house, and it's a small window air conditioner. So to use it, we have to keep everything shut up except for one room, and that's a little difficult. So we mainly swelter in the heat, but at least we're well. Okay, now, I noticed coming in today a big banner across Mount Vernon Avenue. Now, what would that banner have said? Well, here's what it said. Tuition-free Marion Preparatory School. Now, is there anyone out there that can tell our listeners what that is all about? The new Marion Preparatory School, in place of Apex Church, in place of Marion Catholic High School from years ago. Yeah, Marion Preparatory School, tuition free. Yeah, I would sure love. Is there anyone listening that knows anything at all about that? If you'd like to call 740-383-9944. I think me, as well as a lot of people, like to hear about that. Big banner across Mount Vernon Avenue. Marion Preparatory School. Tuition free. Now, is that one time only? 1 year? Or is that always? And if it's tuition free, who's paying? Interesting, eh? Marion Preparatory School. Maybe nobody listening knows a thing about it. Okay. Now, the other day, a lady called and wanted the recipe for sour cream drop cookies. Sour cream drop cookies. Guess what? My wife, Jeannie, wrote the recipe down for you, and I've got it right here. Sour cream drop cookies. Now, the thing is, now, where did I got this recipe? Over in Sugar Creek, Ohio, the Methodist Church over there sold a cooking book or a cookbook that I bought several years ago. And sure enough, in there was this recipe for sour cream cookies. Now, if the listener is still out there or would like that recipe, let me know. And I will read it on the air. Or, you know, whatever. Sour cream cookies sounds good, doesn't it? And they say, well, how do you sour cream? You buy it that way. Okay, now, let me see. Marion Preparatory School, I asked that question. I apparently nobody out there knows anything about it. Or we'd get a phone call. 740-383-9944. Okay, and then Back at my house, my bee balm plant is in full bloom. Oh my goodness. And the bees are all around it. That's why they call it bee balm. Oh my God. It's a blue flower, a close-knit flower, and it's got, oh, I don't know how many blooms on it. I planted it last year, and it never grew much because it was shaded out. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, good morning.
Hey, can I give your audience some news about the fly-in?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the preparatory school.
The what school?
Marion Preparatory School. Do you know anything about it?
I don't know exactly.
Okay,
what
now
they
here,
them
Terry,
for.
Terry.
Yes.
On Mount Vernon Avenue this morning, coming in, there is a huge banner above in front where that Apex Church was. A big banner. It says Marion Preparatory School.
Oh, where St. Mary's used
yeah.
to be. Marion, well,
no,
Marion Catholic.
No tuition. It said no tuition.
Well, gee whiz. You
yeah.
know, there's
but
no
it's
free
K,
lunch. What's going on?
I think it's K through 6. It'd be interesting to know.
I thought it was 12. All K through 12 is what
well,
I
don't know. Maybe it is.
I could be wrong, too.
But
I
you
mean,
see, nobody you know. Out there listening knows anything at all about it.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, how can you run something and not, I mean, where does
well,
the money come
because
from?
Because they aren't listening.
I guess.
Okay,
I
now,
don't know.
Now give me your story.
Well, we have it confirmed from Captain Louisa White of the United States Army that for this year's fly-in, we are getting a Black Hawk helicopter.
No kidding.
A medevac helicopter.
A Black Hawk helicopter?
That's right.
Ooh.
And it will be arriving Friday the 13th in the afternoon.
Okay, now
we don't have the time yet. Now, on that Friday the 13th, in that afternoon, we've got two Osprey Marine aircraft coming and the Black Hawk.
Sound like the
and
skies.
That would really be
yeah.
a sight to see.
Well, the skies over Marion would be something never have been before.
In all likelihood, you would be correct.
That's right. I don't think we've ever had, unless it was in World War II, and I doubt that, never
yeah.
had so much military presence.
Yep. So it brings, you know, people are going to go crazy. If Mother Nature cooperates, it should be an incredible event.
Oh,
this
yeah.
year.
Now, the Marines are bringing the Osprey. What branch
correct.
Of service has the helicopter?
Army.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Army yep. and the Marines are going together
that's
for Marion.
Right. Now, our fingers are crossed that the Air Force will have a flyover during our service to POWs and MIAs.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know what I would like to see, and I've never seen one up close or personal, the Delta Wing, what are they, is it the B-2 or whatever?
It, oh,
the stealth, wing. The stealth bomber.
Yeah, the stealth bomber and
yeah.
then there's the stealth fighter.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, the flying wing. Which Jack Northrop invented and built, and then they scrapped it, and then just before Jack Northrop died, they showed him the new B-1 bomber. So that would be something.
Boy, that
unfortunately,
is gonna
we
be,
don't have a long enough runway.
That's going to be something for Marion to have the Black Hawk and two Osprey. And anything
mm-hmm.
else that comes along.
And I just got this news for the new terminal building.
Oh, yes.
Funds have been approved. On Monday, City Council approved by unanimous vote the additional funds needed to build our new terminal building.
Now, I saw...
We believe,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Didn't I see one article, though? Originally it said the estimates were too high.
They came in too high. They, I think, value engineered, etc. We are hoping that we can do a groundbreaking ceremony
boy.
During
wouldn't,
the fly-in.
Oh,
we're hoping. That's not a done deal yet.
Right. Wouldn't that be something? I tell you, Marion's going to come alive that weekend. Woo!
Well, it's going to be alive. It's going to be a busy, busy airport. We're sending invitations to EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association chapters in 11 states. And if we can get 100 or 200 planes, that's going to really be something. And we've got a lot of sponsors and things, and it's really coming together. Right now, we're shy. We've reached a point where we're shy of a little over 3,000 short of our budget goal. But I'm sure we'll hit that at some point, but it'd sure be nice to not sweat bullets and say, oh, okay, let's, you know, et cetera.
Right. So, now, wasn't there a movie, a Black Hawk Down or something like that?
Yep, it was a movie called Black Hawk Down. It was about Mogadishu in Somalia and rescuing captives in there. Yep, that was a movie that came out, oh, good heavens, 2004, 2005, somewhere around in there.
Okay. But, boy, I tell you, the last I saw of the Black Hawk was in Port Clinton, Ohio, back some months ago. And, oh, I tell you, people paid, now they won't fly in this one, of course, they were paying $300 a person to fly in the Black Hawk.
But wait a minute, the Black Hawk, or they weren't paying that much for the Huey, you mean the Cobra.
Oh, was it a Cobra? I thought it was a Black.
Yeah.
Oh, Cobra, okay. What's the difference?
Right, well, the Cobra's a two-seater. You sit the pilot, and behind the pilot is, I don't know what that position is called.
Okay, so that's probably why they had to pay $300.
Right. That I believe, was a helicopter like you see at 7201, the Cheney post out there on Route 4 that they have out in front of their building.
Well, no, that one out in front of their building was similar to the one my brother, that Danny, flew in Vietnam.
Well, he flew in a Loach, the egg-shaped one, like, kind of like what's on Magnum PI, only an earlier version, the Flying Egg.
Okay.
Now, things are in the works, and it should happen that the Columbus Police Department will have their police helicopter up here, which is like the Magnum PI helicopter.
Yes.
So we've got the hopes for the Coast Guard to bring a Dolphin helicopter. And that, so it's really shaping up to be a monumental fifth anniversary for the fly-in.
Yeah, and I think it's so great because you've set a good example, and others want to follow. Now we've got the military involved, and once they're involved, that's good news. Yeah.
Well, you know, it gives them an opportunity to get to the public and let the public know what the new military is all about and careers that can be made in the military.
That's just it. I've got my grandson. I talked to him, I heard just a few days ago. My grandson joined the Marines and went through basic, of course, and now is stationed up in Seattle, Washington. He's with a tight security group. So he's really going places. I'm glad to see
him. Well, you know, the Osprey aircraft that are coming, Staff Sergeant Dustin Smith was instrumental in getting all of that through and approved. And there's an unknown congressman that took it to the Pentagon, and we're still trying to find out who person is so we can thank him.
Ooh, yes.
But anyway, Staff Sergeant Dustin Smith is a drone pilot. So this will give folks a chance to ask questions.
He flies the big
drone operator.
The big ones?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we got a lot to look forward to and a lot more information as we get closer.
Yeah, and a lot of young people will be able to talk to, you know, there are a lot of young people that want to join the service.
Mm-hmm.
And by pretty good numbers, and I'm so glad to see that. Because there's so much to be offered by this service that you would normally pay for.
Education.
Oh, my
God. An
plan.
Education.
Yeah.
And a vocation.
Yes.
You know, the government is just another employer.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah.
You can make your own way in the military.
Okay. And our way is coming up on a break here, Terry.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
thanks for the info.
All the news that's fit to talk about.
All right.
Now.
Very good. Okay.
Bye.
See ya. Hey, how about that, huh? Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Things are happening. But I still haven't found out anything about the Marion Preparatory School. Need to have somebody that knows something about that.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, and we're back once again. Now, you say, when are you going to give away any prizes? Well, I've got a lot of things to talk about today, too, besides prizes. I hope you'll still listen. My first giveaway today, though, involves the magic word in Marion, food. Food. Now, I've got a card here from Steak and Shake. Now, I do not know how much it's worth, but it was, I don't know who gave it to us or how it come about. Brother Scott got this, or Sean, but it's for Steak and Shake. And if you can give me the answer I want, you can come out here this morning and pick it up and then go to Shake and Steak, or Steak and Shake. Yeah. Now, here's my question. Give me the year that Steak and Shake was first on the scene. When was Steak and Shake founded? What year? 740-383-9944. What year was Steak and Shake founded? Okay, give me that answer, correct answer of that, and you'll get the food card for whatever it's worth. 740-383-9944. I also have the sour cream drop cookie recipe. Is the lady still listening that was interested in that? And I've got all kinds of things I can. Now, I'm growing cucumbers. And I just noticed yesterday, my wife said, "You've got a cucumber growing." And I went and I got two of them growing. Probably today, three of them. Now, what I want to know, they're about half grown or not quite. I don't know how big they're supposed to get. But they have a prickly surface. In other words, oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Steak and Shake was founded in 1934.
Yeah, it was. Okay, you're the winner. Now, would you like to pick this up today?
I don't think I can pick it up today, but could I pick it up tomorrow, maybe?
Yes. What's your name?
Eva Pollock.
Okay, Eva. All right. I'll save it for you.
Okay.
Okay, Eva. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Eva Pollock. Let me put that down here. Steak and Shake. 1934. Steak and Shake. Okay, 710. Ooh, here's another caller. Caller, go ahead.
Good morning. Yes. I am waiting for that recipe.
Oh, good, good. Are you able to copy it?
Hopefully I can.
Okay, let me see. Well, I'll go slow.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you first of all, you mix together one half cup of shortening margarine, you know. Half cup of shortening.
Okay.
One and a half cups of sugar. One and a half cups of sugar.
Okay.
Two eggs. Two eggs.
All right.
Okay, then you stir in one cup of thick sour cream. You stir in one thick cup of sour cream.
All right. Now, my question
yes.
is, do you make your thick sour cream or...
You buy it.
Do you buy it?
Yeah, you buy it.
Okay, so it's one cup?
Yeah, one cup. Yeah. And okay. also with that, you stir 1 teaspoon of vanilla.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 cup of thick sour cream and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Okay. Now, you sift them all together and stir in, you know, you mix them all together, and then you stir in 2 1/3 cup of flour. Two and three quarters cup of flour.
Oh, 2 3/4.
2 3/4, yes.
Oh, I just meant I got to scribble that up.
2 3/4 cup of flour.
Okay.
Okay, and 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. That's 1/2 teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Baking powder.
Okay.
1/2 teaspoon of soda. 1/2 teaspoon of soda. Is that bicarbonate of soda, I take it?
Yeah. Now, do they put that in their sour cream, or is that just...
Well, I don't know. Maybe when I get to the end of this, it would say...
Okay.
So that's 1/2 teaspoon of soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Okay, now it says chill at least 1 hour.
Okay.
So you must mix it all together.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then you bake at 400 degrees, 8 to 10 minutes.
400, 8 to 10.
Okay, then drop rounded teaspoonfuls about 2 inches apart. On an ungreased baking sheet.
Okay.
And that's the way it goes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I hope we can get more recipes.
Well, I do too. Yeah.
I think it would be a good...
Yeah.
I would like to see WWGH take over WMRN.
Well, I hope we can. Yeah. Marion needs it.
Yeah, you know, we need the people talking.
You know, what was it, when they picked out the callers, WMRN, it stood for what Marion really needs.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's, you know.
So I'm hoping, you know, because I'm going to miss not hearing these different people of Marion talk.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
That was always interesting. And I feel like now, you know, WMRN is just...
Well, it's
not there anymore.
It's not what it once was, yeah.
And I haven't listened all day long because now I just have WWGH on all
well,
the
that's
time.
That's good. I hope others follow your suit because we can offer so much here.
Yes.
I know we're a low-power station,
uh-huh.
but still, we service the Marion area. Boy,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you much for the
all
recipe,
right.
Charlie.
You're welcome. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so there you have it, the sour cream cookie recipe. Now, let me see. I was talking about cucumbers. Now, these two cucumbers I have growing have little spines or little things sticking out of them. Now, is that normal? Do they go away? Or is that a type of a cucumber that's different? You see, I have never grown a cucumber before. Which now my one cucumber plant, believe me, is growing like crazy. It's growing up, and thank goodness I planted it near some lattice work. And that found that lattice work, and it's going to town. I could have 2 dozen cucumbers or more. I can't believe it. But they're about half of what I'd like to see, but they got these little prickly things sticking out of them. Is that normal? Gardeners, are there any gardeners out there? Boy, I tell you, Bill Hutchman, who's been dead now for quite a few years, that I did programs with so many years. You know, that was a ritual that Bill Hutchman and I had of doing those Saturday programs. Wow. And you could ask Bill anything. He knew it all when it came to to gardening or plants. My. Okay, so what about the cucumbers? Here's a caller. I bet this caller knew. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Well, Charlie, I think those are normal. Now, you've probably picked them what I call small, haven't you? Sort of almost pickle size?
I haven't picked them yet, that's why.
Well, my friend has a beautiful garden. He knows I love cucumbers, and he brought in about four of them the other day, and they're 6 or 7 inches long, and I said, just exactly, because they taste different when they're that size. They do have a different taste. They sell them that size.
Oh.
And that prickling, that's kind of normal. It's something that, as they grow larger, it smooths out then.
I see. Now, I just wondered what these would taste like if you picked one.
Well, I've already downed two of them.
And they're okay, right?
Well, I like them. I happen to like it that size.
You know, the first cucumber, I had was in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And they had cream mixed with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And typical Pennsylvania type of thing. And ever since then, I've been making cucumber salad.
Oh, they're good for you. I had a lady one time told me that she ate them every day because they were supposed to be so good for you. I'm not quite sure why. And another thing now, when they are small like this and when you do try to eat them, obviously if you leave the skins on them, which I do for extra vitamins, they're going to... You're going to notice that roughness
wouldn't.
Oh, I just like them so much. I just like to cut them in quarters and just eat them right along with your meal.
Great. Glad to hear that. And boy, I tell you, my plant is growing like crazy.
That's good. Well, it must be a good year for them.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of rain.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Yes, Cucumber City in Clarendon. Oh, I can hardly wait. I'll let them go another day or so. We'll get a little bit larger, and then harvest time will come, and then more will be growing, more and more. Okay. Boy, yeah, peaches seem to be the big thing here lately. Oh, my goodness. People selling peaches. Okay, now let me see. Where was I? Anybody yet know anything about the Marion Preparatory School? You know, that popped up all of a sudden on Mount Vernon Avenue in the old... what used to be Apex Church, or what really used to be Marion Catholic High School. It's good to see education returning to that building. It was designed for that, with a lot of classrooms. So apparently it's, I don't know if it's K-6. I'd like to know more about it, because, you know, that is part of Marion. That is part of Marion growing and offering something new. And who knows about it? Marion Preparatory School. Okay, let me see. Bee balm. Oh, I tell you, the bees. It's kind of interesting. You know, it's called bee balm, but there's a Latin name for them. But because of that, there's just bees all over, flying around, having a good time. And now I got at least 11, maybe more, plants of milkweed. And I see, and you know, the monarch butterfly is flying around. I don't know if they have anything to do with that yet. Because usually their larva eats the milkweed, because the milkweed is poisonous to anything but the monarch butterfly larva. Apparently, I've got pictures of it on. I could send you a picture from the internet that I took of mine from last year. So I've got, a good thing going in milkweed. And you know what I did? When my milkweed matured this past fall, I opened up the pods and I threw them into the air, and thinking that they did. I found some that obviously were some that I threw into the air, but I must have thrown a million of those little seeds into the air, and who knows where they're growing now. They may be growing 50 miles from Clarendon. It's fun. All right. Now, let's see. I gave away the food. Okay. Eva got that. Let's see. What else can I give away? Oh, I tell you, I've got the standard. I've got Zumbezi Bay. I've got the Columbus Zoo and the big festival in Dublin. And that'll be, before you know it, August 2, 3, and 4 in Dublin. Now, there is a charge for that. That's why I'm giving away tickets. I've got, one ticket for one person, valid one day only, a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Kids 12 and under are free. No refunds or exchanges. That's all it says on there. It doesn't say how much.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oh, okay, we're back once again. And the time is 10:46 and 10 seconds. 10:46:10. Okay, and today is the 10th day of July. And on this day, let me see. I'm trying to think here. I've got a question for today involving a big musical group. Here it is. It was Boston Pops. And back, they had a leader that, boy, I tell you, was for years and years. You associated this man with Boston Pops. Now, if you can tell me what man I'm talking about, I'll give you a ticket. A ticket to Zumbezi Bay, to the zoo, or whatever. 7403, but no food today. I will, though, later this week have food. 7403-399-44. That's our number to call. Okay. And, yes, name the man. Name the man that headed the Boston Pops up until 1979. Boy, this guy was great. Hey, remember, who was it that took over after him? Yeah. Was it? Last name was Williams, was it? But who was the leader of the Boston Pops back? Oh, and they produced such good music. My land. I used to play Boston Pops a lot on the air. But in 1979, this man, I think that's the last time he was with the Boston Pops. I think that's the year he died, too. Who was he? 7403-399-44. Okay. Now, if you know anything else, I'm going to talk about damselflies today. Yeah, all right. Damselflies. And I would like input from any of you on anything. Anything you want to talk about. Yeah, we're open, you know. We're a big part of Marion now. We've been here for years. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Boston Pops leader was Fiedler.
Yes, Arthur Fiedler is correct, yeah. Okay, would you like a ticket to somewhere today?
Yeah, we'd like to go to Zumbezi Bay.
Okay, all right. And what is your name?
Brenda Brewer.
Okay, Brenda. And I'll be here till noon, or you can pick him up tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, Brenda. Okay, Brenda Brewer. Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. I've said that a million times on the air. Let me see, today is the 10th. Okay, let's see. She said Zumbezi Bay. Okay. Okay, all right. Brenda Brewer. Okay, who else is out there this morning? Who knows anything at all about the Marion Preparatory School? Hey, if you're out on Mount Vernon Avenue and see that banner, you'll learn a little bit, but not as much as I'd like to know about it. You know, that's a part of Marion. That's Marion made, you know. But nobody's accessing this station to tell about it. Tell me, what is Marion Preparatory School all about? How do they finance it? Because it says tuition free. And is it K through 6 or is it K through 12? I would think through 6. But we don't know. Okay, do I sound too dumb? I would love to hear our listeners. You know, I go way back in the 19 when I first went on the air in the late 60s and 70s. I could ask anything and get an immediate answer, bang, right then. That's because everybody listened. And it's still we still have to try to get everybody to listen here, because we want to supply information for you. We want to be your eyes and ears, if that's possible. Because the FCC allots us this frequency, 107.1, with a limitation on range. When we get to Waldo, we're gone. And when we get to Galleon and Bucyrus, we're half shot. But in Upper Sandusky, boy, I was up there one day, and man, we barreled in there at the fairgrounds. Okay, so, yes, we'd like to be your station for sure. With any information you need, any information you want to pass along. Okay, now, let me see what else I can do here. We got Arthur Fiedler, Boston Pops, died in 1979, but boy, he was a good guy. Who was it, Roger Williams? Was that his name that took over? I think who is still the head. But we don't hear so much about Boston Pops anymore, do we? I haven't. And they had the greatest music. Easy to listen to music. Yes. Okay. We talked about B-Bomb. Any of you growing B-Bomb yourself? Boy, you should, but now here's what I'm wondering. The bees that come to my flower are from where? Who has a beehive in the Clarendon area? Nobody. Is it nobody? Are there beehives in the Clarendon area? Because if I have bees coming to my bee bomb, I want to make sure that they do some good in Clarendon. But if there's no beehives in Clarendon, where do they go? Some nearby tree with a hole in it? Now, there is a bee tree north of me that's been there for many, many years. And inside, even though I haven't seen any bees in there flying in for a long time, inside that tree would be barrels of honey. Whenever that tree comes down, man, because honey is, it will live forever, you might say. Inside Egypt, in the pyramid area, they found honey that was over 3,000 years old, and it's still viable. Now, what kind of special ingredient is in honey? Does that make it good for you if you eat honey? Now, those are, interesting questions. I don't know if we would get nutrition people to advise us as to what good honey would do for us, since by itself will last forever. Of course, while it lasts forever, it will also turn to sugar. And to get it to go into a liquid, you have to put a container in some warm water and get it to melt. But so I've got bees coming to my flower, but where are they going? Where are they taking my pollen? Are there beehives in the Clarendon area? I probably will never find out. Unless you call, let me know. Okay, now, are there any comments about the fair? You know, we've not seen very much in the paper about the fair. Yes, we've seen something almost every day. But, you know, the fair, the big part of the fair, of course, is the junior fair part. And the livestock and so forth and so on. And we've seen some of those stories. But we didn't see as much about the fair this year. We didn't, you know, unless you went to the internet, then you could find out all about it. Are we all depending on the internet, becoming more and more dependent on the internet? Well, you almost have to, don't you? Because the newspaper is, you know, there are newspapers going out of business all over the country. I was surprised the other day when I found out the Reading Eagle and the Reading radio station were both together and going out of business. But the Reading radio station, WEEU, has been saved, but I don't know anything about the paper, whether it's still going out of business. Of course, not many of you have a connection with Reading, Pennsylvania. I really don't, but I vacationed near there for years and years. Know everything about that area. Okay, but anyone have any information about the fair? Whether you liked the fair? Did it supply your needs? Did it, you know, or did it satisfy your needs in food and entertainment and 4-H? I'm sure the 4-H kids, boy, were they busy. Oh, my grandkids. Every day at the fair because, now, they had rabbits. And if you have animals at the fair, you got to be there every day and take care of them. You water and clean them up, clean the cages, sweep up the floor if necessary. So it's a big obligation on the part of young people and parents to exhibit at the Marion County Fair or any fair. It's quite painstakingly, oh my goodness, you're occupied all through the fair week. Is it worth it? Well, I'm sure it is. Kids certainly do enjoy it. And they get, whenever they get a blue ribbon, they're thrilled to death. So that's the way it is. Anybody have any comments at all about the fair? Did you like the food that was available this year? Or did you like the harness racing? Whatever. 740-383-9944. Okay, now, you want me to talk about something else? Oh, here's a good one. There was a, let me see here. There was a film actor years ago that was so popular. I remember when I was a kid, you heard this guy mentioned all the time. And he was quite a ladies' man. He was married more than, oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You know, I'm kind of curious. You talked about the fair.
Yes.
You know, I saw there was something, an email or something on Facebook about an assault. Do you know anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything at all about that. The man that was mentioned was in my 4-H club 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a good guy.
This happened last day of the fair, sometime during the fair this year.
Really? It's got me curious.
I don't know. It was just something, they were upset about the fair. And one of the board members assaulted someone.
Yeah.
But yet they didn't explain or talk about what was going on.
Yeah. So. Keith Seckel, who heads the fair board, good guy.
Uh-huh.
Like I say, he was in my 4-H club back in the 1970s.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, boy.
So I'm just curious if anybody knows what happens or what's going on. It must otherwise be the typical hubbub that you get on misinformation.
Only rumors.
On the internet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
All right, okay. Oh, yes, yes. Well, let me see what else is going on. I want to talk today about Zioptera. You care if I talk about Zioptera? Maybe I'll do that at, we're coming up on 11 o'clock. Time is going. Well, let me see. I start out today with mentioning bee balm and then pickles, or actually cucumbers. Now, at what stage does a cucumber become a pickle? Now, there's a good $65 question. At what stage does a cucumber become a pickle? Is that after you put it in a jar and put vinegar and sugar with it? And what do they put in with pickles? Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
That situation at the fair?
Yes.
I know somebody that was present when that happened, and the gentleman on the fair board should not have put his hands on the other gentleman.
Oh, there was a contact?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that establishes at least one point.
I can't say any more than that,
okay,
though.
That's fine, yeah. Okay, good enough.
Okay.
Okay, I was wondering, because assault can be verbal or it can be manual. Okay, so much for that. We'll
You're
be back.
Listening.